It's Monday, January 30th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New survey data reveals a growing adoption of AI tools in the workplace, raising concerns of confidential information leakage. And the Justice Department disrupts ransomware group, but cyber scammers exploit remote monitoring software. This is the Business of Tech. The buzz is all AI right now, but new survey data by Fishbowl says it may be a touch more than just noise. 27% of professionals say they've used ChatGPT or other AI tools for work-related tasks. A quick comparison, only 23% of U.S. households had internet access when Google launched. Marketing and advertising have the highest adoption, with 37% saying they've used AI to assist with work-related tasks. Tech follows with 35% and consulting with 30%. Healthcare has the lowest usage with 15%. Accounting and teaching come in at 16% and 19%, respectively. Now, Amazon has warned their employees not to provide ChatGPT with any, quote, Amazon confidential information, including Amazon code you are working on, end quote, according to a screenshot of the message seen by Insider. Quote, this is important because your inputs may be used as training data for a further iteration of ChatGPT, and we wouldn't want its output to include or resemble our confidential information. And I've already seen instances where its output closely matches existing material. The lawyer wrote. Those workers want the technology. Microsoft Work Labs released a study that 89% of people feel more fulfilled when they have access to AI tools because they can spend time on work that truly matters. They're automating away mundane daily tasks. Now, there may be solutions here. MIT Technology Review reports on watermarking systems being developed to let computers detect that the text probably comes from an AI system. And are they looking for a framework for those conversations with customers? The National Institute of Standards and Technology unveiled its long-awaited artificial intelligence risk management framework on Thursday morning, representing the culmination of an 18-month-long project that aims to be universally applicable to any AI technology across all sectors. The framework offers four interrelated functions as a risk mitigation method: govern, map, measure, and manage. Why do we care? Think about the training required to use these tools in a way that works for the business. Legal needs to weigh in to ensure corporate secrets aren't being given to the training models via the tools is an example. And the genie is out of the bottle as employees are using them on their own. A new shadow IT. Without guidance, there will be trouble. And that's the space to build a practice in. The good news here is that the frameworks are already here, thanks NIST, and the technology is coming too. We'll start with the good news. The Justice Department rounded out last week with an announcement of the disruption of the Hive ransomware group. Working with international partners, they hacked the hackers and stopped $130 million in ransom demands. Quoting from the release, since infiltrating Hive's network in July 2022, the FBI has provided over 300 decryption keys to Hive victims who were under attack. In addition, the FBI distributed over 1,000 additional decryption keys to previous Hive victims. Finally, the department announced today that in coordination with German law enforcement and the Netherlands National High-Tech Crime Unit, it has seized control of the servers and websites that Hive uses to communicate with its members, disrupting Hive's ability to attack and extort victims. And now the bad news. From CISA, at least two federal civilian agencies were exploited by cyber criminals as part of a refund scam campaign perpetuated through remote monitoring and management, or RMM, software. The trick? Getting users to download Screen Connect, now ConnectWise Control, and AnyDesk via a phishing email, which the actors used in a refund scam to steal money from victims' bank accounts. So want to give them feedback? CISA has posted its 2023 planning agenda. Here's the bit you care about. Quote, The 2023 planning agenda includes efforts to address the following risk topic areas: remote monitoring and management vendors, managed services providers, and managed security service providers. Advance cybersecurity and reduce supply chain risk for small and medium critical infrastructure entities through collaboration with remote monitoring and management, RMM tools, managed services providers, and managed security service providers. Why do we care? I get the screams I'm hearing right now from listeners that the products named aren't RMMs. So, who do you think clients will listen to? CISA or you? The media covering the event or you? Rather than get into academic debates over the naming, focus on what matters. CISA is working on this space, understands the terminology, and is working in the IT services space. The FBI has proven that government can get results when focused, so expect more results. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so: advertising on this show. Our reach is 5,000 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there. And one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening, and in silly ones, it is National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Go ahead and grab some and pop it just for the pleasure of it. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.